burning towers and displaying pagodas to celebrate the Mid-Autumn Festival. Many folk events on the Mazu Islands were developed locally. Before the Mid-Autumn Festival, villages held celebrations such as pagoda displays and tower burning. A pagoda display or pagoda arrangement is the display of handmade clay animals, including monkeys, horses, deer, and rabbits, among others. Craftsmen with great skills would often seek to work on famous characters in Buddhist and Taoist legends, as well as traditional folk tales. The clay artworks were displayed in the temples with other objects such as candlesticks, vases, and incense burners. The purpose was for them to worship gods and to be appreciated by the villagers, who could also make comments and comparisons. Pagoda displays usually started 2 days before the Mid-Autumn Festival and ended after the festival. At the very beginning, all the items displayed were clay pagodas, not animals, to reflect the fact that there were lots of temples and pagodas in Fuzhou. This was how the event got its name. Gradually, the event became a Mid-Autumn Festival tradition. However, it was not easy for this tradition to last a long time because it required intensive labor and lots of materials. In the end, it was another custom of tower burning that got passed down in Mazu. According to the Qing Dynasty's local history of Fujian, on the night of the Mid-Autumn Festival, people in Minqing region drank wine and gazed at the moon, while children built small towers with roof tiles as a way of greeting and giving blessings to one another. Tower burning became a popular activity in Fuzhou, especially among children in rural areas. They collected discarded tiles and firewood before the Mid-Autumn Festival, stacked the tiles to build a hollow tower, and put the firewood inside the tower. The higher the tower was, the more good luck it was supposed to bring, as the tower symbolized moving up in the world. When the night came, the villagers sat together and lit the firewood in the tower. The brighter the fire burned, the more luck there would be. At first, the settlements such as Tieban on Nangan Island, Nanao on Dongying Island, and Fuzheng on Dongju Island held tower-burning activities to celebrate the Mid-Autumn Festival. Fuels for burning towers in the early days included wood, bamboo, chaff, and so on. Anything that burned would do. In addition to tower burning, there were other activities such as torch parades. In Dongying Island's Mid-Autumn Festival torch parade, the villages of Zhongliu and Lehua competed with each other to see whose tower fire could burn bigger and longer. The residents of Fuzheng Village on Dongju Island would shout, "Wildcats on fire!" in their wild fox hunting torch patrol around the village. As they completed the patrol, they threw the torches into the tower and prayed to drive away evil spirits and bring good fortune, peace, and prosperity to the village. The tower burning was once banned after the armed forces were stationed on the islands, as required by the administrative orders related to blackouts and security concerns under the civil affairs military government system. The ban was lifted in 1992, and tower burning was resumed in the Tieban settlement on Nangan Island. More types of entertainment were added to encourage young people to get creative during the festival. There were costume parades at daytime, in which the participating teams competed for best costumes and most creative dance moves. there were a series of other activities, including song and dance performances, making white balls, rice balls made of both glutinous rice and indica rice, and garden parties. Tourists were welcome to participate in these autumn celebrations. The highlight of all the activities was a ritual in front of Tieban's Mazu, the Chinese Sea Goddess Temple, when the full moon rose just above the horizon. The village elders would say prayers for fortune and prosperity before lighting the fire. The audience could now throw their written bye-bye evil cards into the burning tower, which was made of burnt bricks, as a symbol of getting rid of bad luck.